Shea 45 is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee. And we have Kia Shine on the line. What's up, Kia?
Welcome.
What's your baby girl?
Yeah, man. I was just telling everybody I had an incident with you in Miami. I, like, threw up or something in front of you.
Nah, it's all good. I remember we was down there, whatever. Matter of fact, me and my wife going back to Miami this weekend or whatever, because we celebrating her 30th birthday. Remember, my wife was with me or whatever, and we was all down there, me, you, and Cypher, I believe it was.
That's right. I was going to bring that up, but I wanted to make sure you were still together. I didn't want to blow
Come
your
on,
spot.
Man, that's
good.
Man,
I like her.
That's my better half, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't nothing go down without her. Plus, we got a 15-month-old son, you know what I'm saying, now since then or whatever. So, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my son, Jackson Ding.
That's good. And I will say, Kia Shine had his woman with him everywhere we went. We had a good time with her, too. So, I threw him, like, on her shoes.
Yeah. I remember we talking about that. Yeah.
Tell her sorry, okay? You know?
Nah, it's good, man. It's good. She's going to be throwing up this weekend anyway, though. What's going down, man? How y'all doing up there, man?
Well, you know, your name has been coming up a lot lately.
Yeah. You know? And it's crazy because, like, it'd be funny because, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're doing, like, you know I'd be on my grind or whatever. So it's like, you know, it's just like great. But this is something I knew about for like 8 months, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And I knew once the BMI Awards happened or whatever, then the blogs and all that would start to do their thing or whatever with it or whatever. So could I get a chance to set the record straight on your show? That's a cool thing.
All right, well, let's talk about this first, Kia Shine, because, I mean, you are a producer, really, first and foremost, you know, came in selling beats to, and maybe some people don't know that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, prior to even doing the Soul Crispy or whatever, I had a production deal with Rough Riders. I had sold beats to Juvenile, to 8-Ball, to Luda. I had worked with Tip on some joints that didn't make the album, but, you know, hopefully he'll put it out when it gets out or whatever. But, like, you know, I had been doing that prior to, plus I had my own distribution deal on the CEO side of things, and my first act that I put out was Yo Gotti, and now Yo Gotti's doing his thing right now.
Yeah, he was just up here a couple of days ago.
One of the first people that I had signed to my management was Drummer Boy when he was in high school or whatever. So that was when I was up there selling beats back in 2001 and 2002.
Wow.
A lot of them jumps was his beats or whatever. So it's like, you know, this situation to me just brings in light of people to try to know Kia Shine outside of just a flashy nigga rapping on the song.
Right.
It's just more of like, you know, like, respect the business behind what I do, you know what I'm saying, and that I do my due diligence when it comes to my intellectual property, which is music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because first and foremost, before, you know, Crispy came out and people were like, okay, this is his guy, he has a single, but they had no idea who you were before that, but you definitely have always handled your business.
Yeah, indeed. That deal right there was, well, the record that came out, the Crispy record, was the record that I broke myself, and I was able to broker my own situation. I had a joint venture situation through Universal. Shout out to Sylvia or whatever. We did that or whatever, and that was cool, and we made money, and, you know, and we just keep it moving or whatever. So, I mean, like, you know, my thing is in music, I see the best thing you can do is just keep it moving and reinvent yourself or whatever and continue to keep going. So I know that some people, because they didn't know, they just like, you know, a dude just a one-hit wonder or some shit like that or whatever, and that's
right.
Why I came back with the check in my first video this year, whatever, and brought it to MTV and BET myself and did all that or whatever to show people, like, you know what I mean, like, the doing the business behind the music and doing all of it. What you see with Kia Shine is pretty much me, you know what I mean? There's no label assisting what I'm doing. There is me. So for a record to get out there and to do his thing like Crispy or the check in my fresh or the wow, whatever, it's just a testament to how good God is or whatever, and how much the nigga is grinding. So, you know what I mean? So it's a good thing, though.
Okay, so then you did a record for Lil Wayne. It was called Do It For The Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, did the record deal, Do It For The Boy. You know, this was like in March 2008, where we did the record or whatever. And I hadn't even heard the finished record yet. I just knew the hook and the beat was given to him or whatever and shit. I know he did his own thing with it. Sometimes when I sell beats, I'll put like an idea of a hook on it or whatever so you can get a melody or get a feel for where I'm trying to go with the record or whatever and all that. So my man DJ Absolute out there in New York or whatever called me, and he was in there. Jones' office in Atlantic, and he was like, yo, I got this record that you did, and niggas want to buy the record. And I'm like, what record is it? So he played me the record, and it's the record I did for Wayne.
All right, here it is right here. We're going to play a little piece so people know. Do It For The Boy. Okay. All right, so then fast forward. Drake somehow he used something from the song or the beat?
Yeah, Yeah, he took the track. They reflipped the track, and then they also took some of the melody. They took the melody, the cadence, and they took some of the words. On that same "Do It for the Boy" song, Wayne be like, "You could do it real big, bigger than we ever done," and all that or whatever. And that came, so those melodies and all that, and those words or whatever came from that record. You know what I mean, or whatever. So when Absolute played me the record, and then he called me like about 2 months later. Because me and him was about to cut a deal with Daryl Jones to sell the beat to Jaheim or whatever. And Absolute's like, "Yo, why did you sell the beat to Drake?" And I'm like, "Who the fuck is Drake?" You know what I'm saying? He said, "Man, I'm sitting there. Enough is playing his record. And Absolute, we playing his record or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's the same beat, the same melody, some of the same words and all that shit." And I'm like, "What?" You know what I'm saying? "So send me the record." So I'd already, when I did the Do It For The Boy record, I already did my due diligence and sent it in to my publisher to cover the paperwork and all that or whatever of that record. So when I got this other record or whatever, I sent it right in to my boy Manny E. And when he got it, they sent it to the musicologist. And it's been something that's been going on for the past 8 months or whatever. And then like about 2 months ago, Drake and their lawyers or whatever decided to give me 25% of the record.
Now, do you think 25%. Drake is unaware of this whole situation? Was he just didn't know what happened? He didn't know you.
Well, first of all, I want to make sure I clear up anything. Like, there's no issue with me or Drake or anything like that or whatever. It's just the business behind it. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes if a guy is that hot and he's doing his thing or whatever and all that, it's just business. These things happen. I mean, this is not an unusual thing or whatever and shit like that or whatever for people to make copyright claims on records or whatever and stuff like that. It's just that, it just so happens that it was one of the biggest records of this year and it happens to be Kia Shine, but it's not really a huge deal to me.
Because to Drake is like, "Hey," he said it's not true. He was like, "It's all fabricated."
No, you can't, first of all, you cannot fabricate me up in New York getting the BMI award for the record. I mean, you see the pictures. I got 3 awards for the record going number one, or whatever. You can call Byron Wright or Catherine Bruton at BMI. They're verified for you. You can call Manny Edwards at Universal Music Publishing. They'll verify for you. It's definitely a real thing. And the thing about it, like I said, there's no disrespect, but I mean, if you just got a publishing deal and you Drake and you just got a nice piece broke out to you because you told that this one company that you own this record with this producer when it's not true. You know what I mean? When you do a publishing deal with a company.
But you know what? We're gonna play actually your song "Underdog" and we're gonna come back and talk about it some more. Here's Kia Shine, "Underdog." Call us up 888-SHAY-45 if you want to talk to him.